Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, young adults and young at heart. I'm Jamie, back once again with my co-host, Skylar. Say hello, Skylar.
Hello.
And we are back for WCRI's Kids Hour. This weekend is obviously one of my favorite weekends, Skylar, because you know what it is, right? It is the weekend that you and my other two children and mom have to adore me because it is...
Father's Day weekend.
That's right. I hope you're that enthused tomorrow when it's actually Father's Day. But we're going to talk about the composer who is considered the father of classical music, Johann Sebastian Bach. And we're going to talk a little bit about his dad and other fathers of classical composers. But most of today, we're going to play all of Bach's music. So let's get started. Johann Sebastian Bach was born on March 21st in 1685 in what is now Germany. He died on July 28th, 1750. He was a composer of the Baroque era, the most celebrated member of a large family of North German musicians. He was admired by other musicians, primarily as an outstanding harpsichordist, organist, and expert on organ building. Bach is now generally regarded as one of the greatest composers of all time. One of his most popular pieces is the Brandenburg Concerto, No. 3 in G major. This is performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
was a member of a remarkable family of musicians who were proud of their achievements. His father, Johann Ambrosius Bach, also called Johann, was a court trumpeter and director of the town musicians. His talent was clearly genetic. Of his 8 children, 4 became musicians, including the great Johann Sebastian. Another popular piece by Bach is Concerto for 2 Violins, played by Hilary Hahn and the LA Chamber Orchestra.
Other composers' fathers had a hand in their talents as well. Giovanni Battista Vivaldi, a man of many talents, was a barber before becoming a professional violinist. He taught the young Antonino Vivaldi how to play the violin to a virtuosic standard and even toured Venice with him. Here's another one of Bach's popular pieces, Cello Suite No. 1, Prelude, but this is by the Piano Guys, so they have a little twist on it. They call it the Cello Song, and it's with 7 cellos.
Thank you.
And we are back with WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Skylar.
And we're talking about the father of classical music, Johann Sebastian Bach, as well as other fathers of popular composers of classical music. Skylar, you have a little fact about Mozart's father, correct?
Correct. Mozart's father, Leopold Mozart, was a violinist in his own right, playing professionally in the court of Prince Archbishop of Salzburg. He taught both his children and made a name for the family as a touring musician. Now here's another popular Bach piece, Toccata and Fugue in D minor by Hans Kostner.
Johann van Beethoven was a German musician, teacher, and singer, but is best known as the father of the man who changed music forever, Ludwig van Beethoven, who was born in 1770, and he was the young composer's first music teacher. Here's Bach's popular Orchestral Suite No. 3 in D major by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And we are back with the last segment of WCRI's Kids Hour for this weekend. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Skylar.
And we're talking about the father of classical music, Johann Sebastian Bach, and some other fathers of famous composers. Skylar, tell us a fun fact about Debussy's father.
Manuel Debussy owned a china shop, was a traveling salesman, a printer's assistant, and a clerk. His son, Claude, took violin lessons from an early age, paid for by his aunt. Another popular piece by Bach is Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. This piece has a little bit of a twist because it is sung by an a cappella group. So here is Haven with Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring.
While many composers' parents were verging on being pushy, George Handel, Handel's father, wasn't all that keen on music. He was so keen for his son to study law that he initially banned him from playing instruments altogether. Here's Bach's unaccompanied cello suite number 1 in G major, Allemande, by the famous Yo-Yo Ma.
Thank you.
Another father of a composer, Franz Theodor Schubert, not to be confused with his son, Franz Peter, was not an accomplished musician. He was, however, a well-respected schoolmaster and taught his son at his school in Vienna. Franz the Elder taught the young composer the basics of the violin while he learned the piano from his brother. Here is Bach's Double Concerto in D minor for two violins by the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Adam List, the father of Franz, played the cello and piano and started teaching his son when he was 7 years old. He continued to influence the young List's musical development until his death in 1827, when List was just 16. The last piece we're going to play for you today, Partita for Violin Solo No. 1 in B Major, arranged for guitar by Andreas Segovia. And that's it for another week of WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Skylar.
And remember to enjoy the arts and music as much as you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.